This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'll be here till 10 o'clock. So we've got about another hour to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open phone lines, so we can get to you and do everything we can to help you out. And, you know, talked a lot about snow today, but that's just what's on the docket for us now. Hopefully it'll change for next week. We'll be worrying a little bit more about some of our indoor plants. Maybe some of even the outdoor plants and see what's there. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some flowering plants for the Christmas season. You start to see it this time of year. One of my favorites is the cyclamen. It is a awesome flowering plant with the flowers right above the leaves. The leaves have that gray silvery veins with green leaf on the outside. Loves sun. It's a great one. Always flowers around this time. It's not just poinsettias or Christmas cactus that reminds me of Christmas. This is definitely one of them. It's a cool flower. The way it comes up the stem, and it almost looks like the flower's upside down. It's just really cool. Comes in a lot of different colors, so definitely something to look into. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie in New Hampshire.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about my hellebores.
Okay.
They're blooming. And I don't want them to die with all this snow. So, any suggestions? Are they going to be okay?
Well, so the hellebores, they always seem to bloom late. I believe it's like almost called winter rose sometimes,
right,
is what they'll call it.
Right, but they usually bloom in March.
Yeah.
With so a there are snow on them. They've never done this before.
So there are some types of hellebore. There's a certain hellebore, I can't remember the exact name, that will actually push the flower right now. But it's usually in indoors. It's usually in a greenhouse, and then you can have it indoors. Obviously, if you've had that one for a number of years.
No, this is a new one that I just got in the spring.
Okay. So some of them, like I said, do love to push the blooms right now. What I would do is I would look at getting some, either some salt marsh hay or straw or even leaves from the yard, something, and building it up around it. Because the plant itself's really active still. And by shooting up the flowers, you want to make sure it's protected.
Right.
It might be something where you look at it and say, all right, I'm going to cut the flowers off, enjoy them inside, put them in a vase or something like that, but protect the plant. Take a look at the variety if you have the tag still, or and see. But a lot of the hellebores, as you said, will bloom in early spring. They like a little bit of shade. But there's one variety, and again, I'm going to have to look up the exact variety, but I know we have it.
Called it Jacob, maybe? Is that Joshua? Jacob.
Sounds familiar.
I don't remember, but I think
there is a Jacob.
Okay.
So they do call it the Christmas rose. So this one is the very early bloomer. So this is the perfect time for it to be blooming, to be honest. This is kind of when it does.
Oh, no.
So the plant isn't confused.
Do I need to bring it in?
I wouldn't. You want it to have the ground. The ground's probably pretty cold, especially being in New Hampshire. It's probably pretty frozen, but this is the one that likes it at this time. So definitely put something around it for the winter and protect it. But this one does flower early. It could do some spring, but it is as early as November. December, and obviously we're December 1st, so it was blooming in November. So it's one that it is, I mean, I'd consider it late, but it's early. If you look at it, you know, glass half full type thing, because it's early in the season, but it's late in the season. So just do something to protect it, and then maybe next year, once it's really developed, it might go a little bit earlier in November, or it'll push it into spring.
Oh, gee, that's funny. But I had another one that's also a Jacob, and it didn't do anything, and it bloomed in the spring.
And how long have you had that in the ground?
The other one? The other one? Oh, a few years.
So what it could be happening is it's getting used to the cycle and knowing, because sometimes it will happen that way. This one is known for doing early, but it could just be, it's basically reprogramming itself based on the temperatures and that type of thing.
All right, we've had some crazy weather too, hot, cold. And
oh, I know. There's lots of rain too, so some of these plants could be thinking, okay, maybe it's spring.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, they don't have calendars. They can't tell. So that's probably what's going on with a few of them.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Ellie. Good luck.
Thanks for the help. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, it's a very, this Jacob hellebore, it's funny. I laugh because hellebores are known for the spring, early spring flowering. My mom and dad at their house had an area, it was all pine trees. And a lot of the lower branches had been cut so that there was some space underneath them to plant. And they planted hellebores. And he had tons and tons of hellebores in there. And he usually, you know, they always bloom in the spring and they're in a nice shady area. And, you know, I can just see some of them popping up early here and there when they were first put in. And, you know, I look at them at the garden center I work in. Some of them are blooming right now. And it's this Jacob variety. It's called the Christmas Rose. So it does that early bloom for you. It's a nice color. It's cool looking. They are perennial, so they'll come back each year. But it's just funny to hear when they're popping up in November outside and not in a greenhouse. So good luck with that, Ellie. I hope everything is good with them. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here until about 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, I had an email exchange with a listener over the past month, where they were asking a bunch of questions about some different plants. And, you know, started off with talking about a Rose of Sharon, PJM, a snow fountain, weeping cherry, some endless summer, Quickfire and some Hollies. We worked around those things. One of the things the PGM rhododendron was, it had bloomed, but it was starting to turn red. And some of the leaves were green, some were red. But, you know, pass along that information to the PGM. That's what it'll do in the fall. Get that fall color, if you will, a little bit redder. So that was good. So it did survive. They actually were away for about 5 weeks, so they weren't around to see all of it. But now what they have is that Rose of Sharon, all the leaves fell off, and that is common for the Rose of Sharon. It's one of those that when it's growing, it looks awesome, but when it's not, it just looks like a bunch of sticks. So it's hard. It's a beautiful flower. They can have some of those double flowers on the Rose of Sharon, but when they lose everything, it looks like sticks, and you're saying, really? That's what that was? But it's an awesome plant. They had some of their hollies where some of the leaves were turning yellow and on the inside, which was fall shedding. You're probably still seeing it on a few of them, some of the rhodies, some azaleas, a little bit yellow on the center. Even on all the way up to your pine trees, your blue spruce, your firs, all those types having yellowing on the inside. When you look at it and you're saying, wow, there's so much yellow on it. What's going on? Is this plant dying? It's not. It's just fall shedding. And it does this so it can rejuvenate itself and get stronger and better for the next season. So fall shedding is common with a lot of evergreens, so just be aware with it. If you guys have questions or want to give us a call, we have open lines at 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you're right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Grace is in Massachusetts.
Grace, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I love your program. You're my Sunday morning guru.
Listen, thank you.
We got some potted mums a while back. The flowers died. I cut them off. And we're in the process of moving, so I didn't know what to do with them. I put them by a sunny window, and, well, they're blooming. What do I do now? Do I give them to my neighbor to put in her garage? It's too late to plant them now, isn't it?
It definitely is. Ground's going to be too cold.
Right.
it's something at this point, being indoors, it's indoors, right?
Yes, by a sunny window, they're blooming.
It's almost like you got to keep it like a house plant at this point for a while for the winter. So you can give it to the neighbor, have them keep it in that sunny window, cut them back as the blossoms go, and see what's going to rejuvenate on there.
Right.
But it's too cold to be putting them out there. What you're going to need to you would need to do is slowly get them outside. Over time, it needs to be at least a little bit warmer during the day, where I'm only seeing 40 degrees once this week. So it might not be the easiest to transition it outside. So I'd keep it as like a house plant
You're
at this point.
You're talking about March and April, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, something. As the ground starts to thaw, when you can get a shovel in the ground and the temperatures are a little bit warmer.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You know, it's just been a little crazy and I just couldn't get through it.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's, with Thanksgiving being later this year, you almost feel like it's still early, if you will, just because Thanksgiving the past, like, 5 years has been early in the year. Early in the month, so when it comes up, you're like, okay, I got plenty of time, but now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where'd time go?
Well, the thing is that because of the moving process, we're going, you don't know where to put your mind.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I thank you so much. God bless you, Patrick.
You as well, and good luck with the move.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. The holiday decorating season has begun, and using fresh greens, wreaths, roping, and cut trees inside and outside the house are all part of making the season merry and bright. Have you ever had those decorations dry out, turn brown, then drop their needles long before the holiday season is over? Bonide has the answer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath, ready to use? This all-natural product, once applied to your cut trees, wreaths, roping, and greens, put a clear coating on the greens, which keeps them from drying out. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath, ready to use, seals the moisture in, so your decorations stay fresh, looking longer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint, ready to use, with a convenient trigger spray. For those larger holiday decorating jobs, get Bonide's all-natural Wilt Stop Plant Protector, available in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Bonide products are made in America. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath, ready to use, and other Wilt Stop products are available at these fine stores. You can find them at Morrison Home and Garden in Plymouth, Mass., Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, and the Garden Barn in Vernon, Connecticut, or go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you. Like I said, our phone number here, 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Do have a few open lines, and I believe we do have a call on the line. We've got about a minute, though. I don't want to rush that call, so we'll get them right after the break. So a few more minutes to stay on hold. I do apologize, but don't want to cut you off and not get the information. I want to be able to answer that question for you. So we do have a couple open lines behind that. Again, it's 855-660-4261. Those of you who want to get some more information during each week, go to our website, go to paulparent.com, go to the bottom, click on our newsletter, subscribe to it, and get it. It's a lot of great information, timely information of what you can be doing at that time of year, that week, that month, etc. So it's, we're using a lot of the articles that my father has written in years upon years of writing that he has done. So I think it's very beneficial. And again, we try to make it timely and have some great information for you. So go to the website, paulparent.com, go all the way to the bottom, sign up for our newsletter, and get started. It comes out every Thursday. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your questions. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
9 people dead in a plane crash in South Dakota yesterday. The FAA says that the small plane had as many as a dozen people on board when it crashed just after taking off from an airport in Chamberlain, South Dakota. The area was under a winter storm warning at the time. The powerful storm has now moved east and could tie up holiday traffic.
We're looking at a wintry mix of precipitation across portions of Pennsylvania and New York, and then transitioning to some heavy snow from portions of central eastern New York into central New England.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says that storm's not completely done with the Midwest and higher plains either. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong saying thank you to President Trump for supporting their efforts. Hundreds marched to the U.S. consulate today waving American flags.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Diana's in Cape Cod.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday, we had all our foundation plants cut down to the ground. They were, you know, overgrown and not very attractive. You know, when they were not pruned, they looked wild. And when my husband pruned them, they looked bare. So, we had them taken down to the ground, but not, the roots not ground up because the tree guy couldn't do it yesterday.
Okay.
But, we are wondering, how can we get rid of the roots? The plants were an assortment of plants, including barberry, holly, mountain laurel, St. John's wort, hydrangea. So a lot of them had many, many stems coming out of the ground. So we don't know if we should try to dig them out ourselves, rent a grinder, apply a product. And I wondered if you had any thoughts on how to kill those roots so we can replant in the spring.
Okay. So there is a product you could use, but it's not going to do much for you right now. You'd have to do it in the spring.
Okay.
It's just the ground is a little bit colder, obviously, and it means that the plant is in its dormant period, and the water or the oxygen, whichever, in the plant is not moving as quickly. So any of the chemical that you were to spray on it, it's not going to absorb the right way. It's not going to absorb quickly. It's going to take some time. And so it's almost, I'd almost say it would be like a waste of money to be using a chemical or a spray at this point.
Okay.
If you can dig it up and rip the roots out, that's your number one best way to do it, but obviously not the easiest at this point. that spray, if you wanted to get a spray, you could use a stump and vine killer from Bonide. that spray, what I would do instead of spraying it and making it into a concentrate, I'd actually use it, use a paintbrush and actually take the paintbrush and dip that into the bottle and paint that over some of the roots that are there or the plant that's there to let it absorb to kill it that way. And get rid of it. I think that would be your best bet when it comes to spray-wise.
But in the spring?
I would definitely do it in the spring. Just as the ground starts to warm up and wake up, you want to get it. You want the ground to be at least 50 degrees, maybe a little bit more. There's not a lot of chemicals right now that would work even below 45. So it's just... They don't go as quickly. They're not active as much, and it honestly would be a waste of some of the money that you'd be using to spend on them. So right now, the biggest thing is to try to, if you could, dig them up. But if you can't, you kind of have to wait till the spring. If you're looking to maybe try to kill some of the area off now, maybe get some of the black heavier duty like black plastic. And put it on top of where those were cut down, so that the heat and the warmth from the sun, if we don't have any snow cover, will actually start to burn the roots, so that they will not be active and not be working, and it will just end the plant a little bit, like you're looking to do.
Oh, good. That's a good idea.
Okay, and then one other thing, just maybe take a shovel, if you could, and just cut it right in the middle of the plants, any of the plants that you have that you're trying to get rid of. See if you can dig down. It almost splitting it at this point. If you can split it and then it gets exposed to those cold temperatures, it's going to freeze and kill it that way as it is. It's going to, if you can get any of it exposed to that cold weather, that snow... It's like having a cut on your hand. You want it to, be covered and protected. You put a Band-Aid on it. This way, you're cutting it, not protecting it, and exposing it to the weather to really try and hurt it, if you will.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, that's very, very helpful.
All right, Diane.
We'll get that. Oh, can I ask you one more question?
Sure. We got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay. Again, it's related to the same thing. So,
sure.
In the spring, we will want to plant some new plants there. We are wondering, do you have any recommendations for foundation type plants that are more compact or dwarf or neat, in form?
So even
a mix of evergreen and flowering, or are there
definitely.
Any small hollies or boxwood? I don't know. So
yeah. So if you're looking for some more compact plants around there, there are a few varieties of the Japanese holly that are really nice that will actually stay 2 to 3 feet compact and be evergreen all year. So that might be nice to add to it. There are some dwarf boxwoods out there. It's a Brower's type of boxwood. I can't remember the first name. It's a man's name. I want to say it's like Jesse Brower, but it's not. There's a very dwarf type of boxwood that only gets about 12 inches, maybe less. So that might be a nice front area. It's compact. You don't have to worry about it as much. It's a Justin Brower boxwood. That's the one. That stays small. You could actually look at some of the, if you're looking for some flowering that might not be evergreen, you could look at like a spirea. There's some spirea that'll stay 3-4 feet. You could even prune them if you wanted to, but they stay nice and round. You could look at, there are some varieties of rhododendron, like the Kenjanic, the Yuki Prince and Princess, that will stay smaller and flower and be evergreen. Those would be nice and easy.
Did you call that Yuki Prince?
Yeah, it's Y-U-K-I, and they have a prince and a princess. Those are a smaller variety of rhododendron that don't get too big, but they have a nice flower to them.
Oh, okay.
There's also one of my favorites. There's a few of varieties of them, so you'd look for the one that stays a little bit smaller, but like a gold mop cypress. Add some color to the area with some of the green. It's evergreen. And what it'll do is that yellow is like it's flowering all season versus just a green shrub that flowers and then it's done. So I like to add some of those to it, some nice colors. You're not seeing as many of them. There's a lot out there, but you're not seeing them with all those evergreens. It's there to mix it up, make it have a different color. So I think that would be nice to be adding around there. There's a lot of dwarf conifers nowadays, some Hinoki cypress, some others, other types of cypress that would stay small that might be nice and compact there and easy, low maintenance. So those would be a few that I would look at. Obviously, your azaleas, there are types of azaleas that stay smaller. The gumpo azaleas, which come in multiple different colors, are more of a compact, smaller version of the azaleas. So those would be ones to look at if you're trying to stay small.
Did you say gumpo?
Yeah, gumpo.
Okay. Oh, I've got a good list here. How about, is there a small hydrangea?
And there is, there's, one of the ones I like would be a little lime hydrangea. That little lime stays a bit smaller and almost has like a greenish type flower, like a light green, like a lime color, obviously after its name. But that's a really nice one. And that's in the same family as the white flowering, the paniculatas. So that would be one that you can prune in the spring and still get flowers. So that might be nice, contrast with, you know, some of the flowers. Like if you were to get some pinks with some nice lime green, it might look really nice together. There's, the other thing you could look at is maybe some of the carpet roses. There are carpet roses that have multiple different colors, which will stay low and maybe have a nice little border with them. They're not going to get too tall. So that's an idea to be planting in the spring as well.
Oh, wow.
There's lots more. There's lots more, and we could talk about it, you know, all day long. But, you know, one other suggestion I would look at is not only just doing shrubs, adding perennials in there. The perennials adding to those areas will give you different seasons of blooming, and you can get different colors for that. And it can fit nicely in between some of the shrubs and really give you a lot of benefit from it. So I would definitely be adding perennials. You could even add some grasses to give you some different heights and areas.
I never thought of that.
You know, and then,
I love the grasses, but I never thought about them in the front, in the foundation.
Yeah, I mean, you could almost put them in between some of the shrubs and get some perennials in front of it and kind of mix and match. So it's not all shrubs, but you're having different textures, different colors, different seasons of blooms to really keep it interesting all year round.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I think, I think in the old, you know, years ago, people just put rows of green bushes in front of their houses, and now there's so many more choices.
Exactly.
I think from listening to you and from the situation that evolved here, you know, we're new owners of this property, and I'm sure it was beautiful when it was planted, but, it, you know, the plants are so large and so grown together that, you know, it's like too much. And I think listening to you, I think we would put maybe fewer of the bush type plants, and then but put some of the perennials and grasses in between.
Definitely, and if you're looking for some more lower growing, take a look at some of the junipers. They have a lot of low growing junipers. that would do well. So you can almost tier it up to the house, the foundation. Have something real low, then go to the next size, and then continue up. So it's multiple layers. It's almost like you're creating your own edging without actually putting the edging there. So it's just, you know, it's a trial and error type thing of how you want to do it. That's what gardening's all about, is having fun with it and enjoying it. Some of the perennials might get too big. And it's not because, you know, you're buying it and it's saying it's going to get too big. Some of them, they don't, you know, plants don't read, obviously. They're going to grow until they're done growing. And some can get bigger. But it's a trial and error type thing and enjoying it and taking it from one place. Maybe it doesn't work there. It can work in a different part of the yard. So it's really just about enjoying it and planting a few of those things. But I think you guys will have a nice front yard with a few of those suggestions.
Patrick, thank you so very much. These are great suggestions. We have all kinds of ideas now to work with and sketch out over the winter months and have some fun next spring.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling, Diane. Have a great rest of the one and a great holiday season.
Thank you, Patrick. You as well. You're doing a great job. Love your show.
Thank you.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the final few minutes of the Paul Parent Garden Club. I do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Mashpee.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you? Thinking about your dad.
Thank you.
Okay. Years ago, we had talked about I want to supplement my vegetable garden with seaweed.
Yep.
And there was a place, I think it was called Coast of Maine.
Yes.
Is that still, I'm trying to locate somebody where I can buy quite a quantity in bags.
So they have, they don't sell just the seaweed in bags. They sell it mixed in with some of their soil.
Okay.
It's a type of soil that has the seaweed mixed into it. I'm trying to think what it is. They have so many different names.
Right.
Because they have their lobster compost. This is like a soil with seaweed. It's like a enriching type mulch, possibly. It's killing me. I know what it is. I can see the package.
Right.
I'm trying to pull up their company page at the same time, but it does have seaweed in it.
Okay.
It's the Fundy blend. It's an enriching mulch with seaweed. So it's called Fundy, F-U-N-D-Y blend. It has an enriching mulch.
And do you know availability where I could get it?
Let me see. They have Let's see. They have a spot where it says Coast of Maine Dealers here on the website. And you said you're in Mashpee?
It would actually be for Stoughton.
Stoughton? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it on their website while we're talking. The Fundy blend here. Sorry, I'm just... they do have it out there. I'm just not sure where. If you go to their website... Their website's okay. coastofmaine.com.
Okay.
And they do have a spot where you can click on, like, to contact them. And that might be your best. Actually, I found a local garden center. What's your, let's see, Fundy blend. What's the... I gotta. They actually do have a store locator on their website.
Okay.
So it's just taking a minute for it to load up at this time. What's your zip code in Stoughton?
02072.
Okay. Let's see what we can find. All right. So there's actually a few garden centers around you. Palilio Garden Center.
Oh, really? They're close to me, yeah.
They actually carry some of the Coast of Maine products. There's
okay.
also New England Grassroots.
Okay.
Packard Farm Garden Center. A few of those. Village Green Nurseries. West Street Garden Center. So okay. you actually, if you go to their website, you can get all the addresses and the phone numbers. They actually will say it right on there. If you go to where it says product, find a local garden center, and then that'll actually give you some information. But
okay,
your local
great.
Ones are right there. Just yep. so you can get the phone numbers, because it's probably going to be easier to call versus,
right. yep.
you know, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good, Patrick. Thank you so much.
All right, George. Good luck with that, and enjoy your holiday season.
Yeah, you too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap up the show today. We're about a minute left in the show. So thank you, everybody who called today. A lot of great questions, a lot of great information. I want to pass along. I know Thanksgiving was Thursday, but happy Thanksgiving to all of those out there. Hope you got to spend a lot of great time with your family. And now we're gearing up for that Christmas season, getting excited for Santa to come. I know my two little ones are beyond excited to see Santa. And have him come at the end of the month here. So I hope you get to enjoy it with your families. Get out there. Hopefully we don't get lots of snow tonight. But good luck if you do for all those guys who are out there plowing. Stay safe and get some rest. Drink lots of coffee. Everybody else, get out there. Plant something. Even if it's indoors. Be good to each other. We'll do this again next week. We'll see you then. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.